Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Ted Siuber. I want this to be the best year ever for all our friends worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Always an honor and a privilege when we have as our special guest Ted Siuber, the world's foremost authority on Napoleon Hill. Ted has written over 30 books, the most notable being The New Think and Grow Rich. My personal favorite is 101 Quantum Success Secrets, the kind of book that you can just open up to any page and get an important life lesson. Ted was also the founder of the World Internet Summit. So for someone like me who has all these technological problems, can you imagine how important it is to have the founder of the World Internet Summit advising me on technical issues? I do indeed feel very blessed. Today, Ted talks about accelerating personal change. He covers the important principles of transformation, which he believes are stronger than change. Ted says we must change if we expect circumstances to change. For inspiration, he went to sacred ground, and he'll tell you which ground that was since I can't pronounce it, but just know for now that it is near Mexico City. Feeling like a change person, Ted is very excited about sharing with you his vision and insights and how the pyramids he visited gave him spiritual vibrations such that he knows he will never be the same. Folks, you don't want to go anywhere. When Ted speaks, it's really worthwhile listening to. Welcome to the show, Ted Ciuba.
And Joyce, Mary, and friends, thank you so much and welcome to and we're going to talk about accelerating personal transformation. You know, Joyce, it's so exciting to get to be on your show because you've got such a great platform for these kind of topics. And it's exciting because, true, I want to talk about personal transformation, which is not an unusual topic for me, but a specific manner that all of us can use to accelerate that personal transformation. Have I got your interest there, Joyce?
I'm interested, and just know it's one of my favorite topics of all times. We have to keep reinventing ourselves. We have to keep growing. We have to keep learning. So I'm very excited about the topic.
And that, of course, comes from a consciousness that knows we need to keep developing, which is the first requirement. You know, but what happens is a lot of us go along in life, and there's a problem because we come to a place where we've stalled or we feel boxed in, slowed down, you know, mild ease. And so the solution is conscious to introduce a change. Bam! And so when you say, well, I'm going to get conscious about it and do that, first thing is a consciousness, what do I need? Well, you know, you do realize how deep, transformation, it means and signifies a radical change, not just a change. So you say, okay, I'm going to do that. Now, if I'm going to create or impulse or light the fuse to a radical change, how am I going to do that? The how. And so you start saying optimize. That's the word that I like to use a lot. To make it the best, construct it to get the best. And so therefore, it's not surprising that it comes to a name. We even have a name for this kind of thing in society. It's called a vision quest. You know, you're going to go off to make a contact with the deepness of your soul, the divinity of soul, you know, deep, deep, deep within, or deep, 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 way goes up high, whatever it is. And so the people who are doing that, again, that's conscious transformation, a vision quest, the quest for the Holy Grail kind of thing. So there's really seven principles that a person would look at, and these are the principles of what I would call accelerating personal transformation. Number one, most people would agree, Napoleon Hill, of course, it's his first principle. He called it definiteness of purpose. Christ called it ask and you shall receive. And I like to just say, if you know, a definite reason, I mean, you know, a vision quest, get clear on why you're going. That's one. Number two, with that, you have an expectation that you will get that answer, that you will, you know, the prayers that you work, that you pray in the holy ground. Again, you're going special place for you. Now, I'll tell you about the special place for me, principles for application, right? And so you know that you'll do it. Now, with that, you think logically. If you were going anywhere and you were going to talk to a teacher, and you knew they were a teacher in a subject, and you had specific questions, they would be happy to oblige you. Just because you're going to make a spiritual connection with yourself and with divinity, the God within, and without, by the way, doesn't mean it's any less real than going to see anywhere else. That's the kind of belief you have. That, and with that, now you got number three. You get a commitment to act. So you're going with a special reason. You believe in you'll make that contact and you'll get that guidance, those answers, and you're committed to follow up on that. And then when you're there, that's what you do. You participate and you listen. You know, which in our case was walking on holy ground, chanting, singing. By the way, the place was, I can't hold it back. The place was, and then I will continue as we're going with the principles here, the place that I went to called Teotihuacan. Now, this isn't class, so you're not going to have to learn how to spell it, but it's a four-syllable word, and that's the word the Aztecs gave to a complex of pyramids that they discovered, a complex of pyramids, two being the most significant. That's the pyramid of the sun and the pyramid of the moon. So that's, like I said, at Teotihuacan, about 30 miles from the center of Mexico City, right? But that place, complex of pyramids, energy, sacred ground, that's why I went. So back to the principles. Number one, you got to have a definite reason. Two, your expectation that you will receive. Number three, your commitment that you will follow up and act on what you receive in that contact. You get there, this is where we go to four. I was in Teotihuacan. You listen when you're there. And guess what? You got answers. You got guidance. You got the inspiration, the encouragement, the fire that burned off the doubts and indecisions and the fears that you've got. Is everybody accumulates this stuff as we go through life. You got it because you went there for that quest. So that comes back to just as you expected to have that vision, principle number two. At principle number five, believe that vision, that, and by the way, it's not exactly accurate to call it a vision, but you got to have something, that experience, that feeling, that divinity, that knowingness, that intuition, however it comes to you. And so believing it, now you're at point number six. From that point forward, as Joyce made the comment, she said, he feels like he's changed forever. Well, if you've gone on a vision quest, you are changed. You believe in what you got. Number six, you're going to go out and you start acting it out immediately. That's where I'm at. I just got back, by the way. I was supposed to get in earlier, but I got it 2 a.m. this morning, right? So I'm fresh. But you see point number six, acting. And seven, which we all have to do, is keep that fire fueled. That's why, again, Napoleon Hill wrote the book, and he called it The Mystery of Sex Transmutation, which is the duality and the balancing the energies and keeping the forward motion going, children and ancestors and all, is accurate. But I just like to say, this is what he was saying, passion and persistence. You keep the fire fueled. So when you talk about it, the principles of personal transformation, after you get conscious, it's just common sense. Wouldn't you agree with me, Joyce, on that?
It is, but I just want to repeat something you said. I don't want our folks to miss it. Ted Siuba shared that he literally got in at 2 a.m. this morning. So he just came from this extraordinary experience. And, folks, you should feel very privileged and honored that we're the first ones that's hearing of these experiences. He just got back, and he's sharing with us live on Joyce Barry and Friends. So we feel very, very honored, Ted Siuba.
Yeah, I do, too. And like I said, those first remarks, I appreciate the platform to do this. And so, like I said, listeners and Joyce, I promised you that we'd talk about the principles and then share my personal application, which, again, Teotihuacan. I was going to hold off, if I couldn't do that. But so what I did, it's sacred ground to me. And remember, Now, personal transformation for everybody as individuals will express in their own individual way. For one person, that may be a better business. Guess what? For another person, it may be a better family life or whatever. Remember your definite reason. But some of the facts that I used put this together. I'm aligning the cosmos with my individual designs. Actually, it's more accurate to say when I tune myself to the cosmos, to divinity, to all that is, I am attempting in my own personal route, as you would in yours, to do that. So deep connection. Went to the pyramid there, the pyramid of the sun, which does face exactly east. I mean, according to, if you use the North Star, Polaris, as the axis of the world, guess what? In that relationship, you've got the pyramid of the moon, which is at the north of this long complex. It's about a mile long. There's pyramid after pyramid. But there's two biggies. The pyramid of the sun is in the middle of the solar system, cosmo-astrology, cosmo-architecture, and it looks east, as the sun, you know, does. The pyramid of the moon is north, signifying night. And when you're looking down the length of this avenue, remember, this avenue is over a mile long, and it is exactly straight. I mean, it's not a curvy road. And it points exactly to the center of the pyramid of the moon up at the top of the north, and exactly at the apex of that pyramid, which is very, very high, several hundred feet. I don't know exactly how, but very, very, very high. And that points exactly up, exactly into the axis of our universe, our solar system, excuse me. Polaris, the North Star, and all the stars circumpolar, they had all that aligned. Duality, male, female, sun, moon, right? By the way, not only did I go to ground like that, which is, by the way, one thing, a lot of people have classed this stuff as archaeology, you know, culture, you know, humanity of cultural, but it's still alive. That's what, you know. So a few other things. We all know that it was the solar equinox on March 20th. Guess when I stood in Teotihuacan in the pyramids, March 20th. If you're going to optimize an experience, my application, your lesson, quote unquote, I went there on that day. Equinox is the new year. It's the spring. For most cultures of the world in their sacred time, this is the new year. This is the date. And we had a new moon the same day. The same day. Imagine the power. And for people who are into mysteries, the new moon is possibly more important than the full moon, right?
Ted, I just wanted to ask you, did you go with a group? Did you go with a friend? Did you go by yourself? This was such a huge, life-changing experience.
Listen, I went with people who have like mind, which is also good. Hey, by the way, there was also a total eclipse of the sun.
Wow.
All these things lined up, and a few of us said, you got to have very, but remember, it's not, you do exactly what I did. It's you see how I optimized. Few of us said, all these cosmic energies are coming together. We can go to this place, the third largest pyramid in the entire world. After two of them in, you know, the pyramid of Giza and the pyramid of Khufre in Egypt, this is it. The city was approximately the same size at the same time as the city of Rome.
Oh, wow.
And when, you know, like when you go to these legislative plazas and you, wow, you, yeah, of course, you're from New York. Thousands and thousands of people can gather on these platforms. And are you with me? Like in Times Square? That's what it was like for this spiritual community when it was in its heyday from 100 B.C. to around 750 B.C. So, you know, whoa. So it's a – now, I chose that. We chose that as a fascinating adventure. But the fascinating, relevant way to have a vision quest, right, fulfilled. But the principle that I want to get across is it is what it is for each individual. Another person does it. But what we're talking about is not that you necessarily need to go to Teotihuacan, Machu Picchu, Stonehenge, the Wailing Wall, Rome. I would like to go and see the Kaaba. That would be a fascinating experience for me. Go to Mecca, make that trip. But what I tell you, though, what it means is you do set aside time when you know. It's kind of like when we think of as a mother when she's getting pregnant. It's a real time to concentrate on what am I, when she's, you know, getting pregnant or is pregnant and giving birth and raising a child tends to make a person think a little bit deeper about life. And you see women change their outlook with an experience like that. It's the same thing. Any kind of experience that you're going there, you'd really want to optimize it. Would you agree with me?
I do, and I just was thinking for the moment, you've done a prior show about sacred sites. Was it also a fascinating show? Could you say what's different from this sacred site to the ones you visited before?
Well, by the way, I have visited a number of sacred sites, but you and I, we had a show, we shared one on about, pertaining to Machu Picchu.
Yes,
and that
was
been,
the one.
Yeah,
yes.
About a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, there's a lot of differences in that one of the most obvious is that Machu Picchu is a sacred city. The city is still intact. The city was not touched by Western, as in European, man. The Hispaniolas, the Spaniards, didn't destroy it. Well, they also didn't destroy this sacred complex. But the city, which, like I said, rivaled Rome, the city is long since gone, but this sacred complex is not. So, but that's like a major thing. We had a whole city in Machu Picchu at approximately the same elevation, 7,500 feet, we could say a mile and a half high, right? Machu Picchu is in the mountains. Teotihuacan is not a city. It's the sacred complex that includes pyramids, which Machu Picchu does not have pyramids. Machu Picchu was Incan for the Inca Indians. Now we're talking about the Teotihuacan Indians, whose successors were the Aztecs. And so those kind of things, the difference, but the spiritual vibrations and the spiritual energy. I share, of course, my personal experience. They were very similar. And most people, that's the common sentiment amongst those with consciousness development, higher consciousness in that arena, that those two places have deep, profound spiritual connections that you can tie into. And since there's only one supreme in the entire cosmos, even if you happen to have him manifesting as Quetzalcoatl, right? Which that Quetzalcoatl, which, by the way, Americans most often look at it and see, Quetzalcoatl. It's the same deity that the Aztecs, also adopted, right? Quetzalcoatl, or some other divinity, right? There's only one spiritual energy, as in you and I, Joyce. If we go into and are successful, and sometimes it takes a little effort, but deep meditation, we're having similar but different experiences. We're feeling an energy, even if our experiences may be slightly different. Right?
Absolutely. And I do find this fascinating because you've been to more than one sacred site. I would love to hear how you feel the personal change and the transformation and the application to your life.
Ah, well, that's that, remember, listener, as I answer this, my personal application is your lesson for your personal application. But me, as a writer, which also means speaker, you know, they go hand in hand, on topics of personal transformation, well, I've also happened to have, as you well know, because you like those books, a quantum outlook on personal transformation. And this is latest science, and there, that quantum outlook, which, you know, like you mentioned, of course, and I appreciate that, the new thinking grow rich. What that is a quantum amplification of Napoleon Hill's message. It's not a new message. It's Napoleon Hill's message that I, in this modern day, said, I'm going to give you the quantum interpretation. And so quantum really means coming from one, from the invisible. They have discovered, the scientists have discovered, what the deepest spiritual leaders of all humanity, of all cultures, have always said. This world is not real. This material world, it's actually made up of the invisible. It's only energy, right? And so we have to learn, it gets back down to, you're really dealing in energies. It sounds complex when it first comes up, but the quantum outlook says, and this is getting scientific, the observer affects the observed. What, when the observer is there, results change. When whatever the observer's will is, well, you know, James Allen, as a person thinketh, therefore they are. Right. He's not the only one who said that. I think Solomon said something very similar. As a person is in their heart, so they will be. Or you can probably quote me on that one accurately.
As he thinketh in his heart. I don't remember it now either, but I'll just say, so be it.
And I think that's right. Thinketh and heart, they, I know it is, go together. But that's what they're saying, you know. Same thing.
Well, it is a fascinating journey for sure. And coming back, I'm sure you feel like completely changed, completely different person. And I want to say to you folks, you're listening to Joyce Barry and Friends worldwide show, and I want to share with you, in the wise words of our friend Beverly Nadler, why you should be listening not just today, but every day.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce Barry and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, I invite you to partner up with me to have that happen, the number one worldwide radio show. Simply go to our website, Joyce Barry, Barrie, and www.thebeautyhub.com, and right under my picture on the upper left side, it says follow, and if you click on that, you will get an email about every show, about every guest, about every topic. You need not miss any show, because if you can't be with us live at 11 a.m. Eastern, you can hear us in the archives 24/7. And before we move on, Ted, I would love you to share your website. I know you have a lot of websites, so
yeah.
I'll leave it to you to share what you'd like people to get into ASAP to find out more about you.
Thank you so much. Really, I do have a lot of websites, and there's very important business stuff going on. However, I could give you one site, and so that is thinkrich.com. And it's just like it sounds, thinkrich.com.
And as I said, authors over more than 30 books. Never met a book that I didn't find fascinating. He's a great author, great writer, great friend, so many accolades for Ted Siuba. But do go check out the website, thinkrich.com. Okay, Ted. Oh, before we go to you, let's just see someone here in the studio. 337-302. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
337-302. Yes, what is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Erica. I am actually in Ohio. I'm first-time listener. Very interesting. So I came in at the last piece of the talk show.
Oh, thank you for joining us today. I do hope you become a follower. So what inspired you to hear this particular show today with our friend Ted Siuba?
Well, actually, on the Blog Talk Radio, it was talking about your inscription, about who was going to be on there today and
yes.
what they were talking about. And when you're talking about vibrations from the pyramids, to me, that gets very interesting.
Erica. Like to give a warm, special welcome to our new people that listen in. And you're getting a personal invitation from me to become a follower so you'll know about all our shows each and every day. So welcome, 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 and thank you for listening. And don't go anywhere. He always has a lot of good stuff to share. Thank you. Hopefully we'll see you back. And just know we have an open chat room. You can check that out as well. Joyce Barry and Friends, B-A-R-R-I-E and Friends.com. Just click follow under my picture and you'll be all set. Need not miss anything special. Thank you. Shall I look for you to become a follower?
Yeah.
I know I'm putting you on the spot, but just playing with you. And I hope you do become one. Okay. Back to you, Ted Siuba. This lady likes vibrations.
Yeah, I picked up when they're talking about the vibrations of the pyramids. See, I didn't talk to her, but a lot of people didn't know that there are pyramids in Mexico City. Most people know about a place called Chichen Itza. In Cancun, it has the serpent going down. But there's a lot of others. But we all know, humanity knows. Remember, I said, I'm getting conscious, so I go to a sacred spot, to a special place. We all know that pyramids have that energy. That you could describe it 1,000 different ways, and I assume it affects different people different ways, but including some people don't feel anything, of course. But most people got it. Pyramids, energy, whoa.
I just want to share the one place on Earth that I had a similar experience, and it wasn't a pyramid. It was in Israel at the Wailing Wall, and I certainly felt that vibration being there on sacred ground there right next to the well-known Wailing Wall. And I just want to say you put notes in the wall, and I had 3 notes with me, so I could put one on the left side, one on the right, and one in the middle. And that was an experience I will never forget. So I can certainly appreciate what you're sharing, Ted, to you, but go ahead.
Well, and that's exactly what we say. Principles before personalities, right? It obviously, with a person who is of Jewish origin, Jewish blood, you would feel very connected to that, same thing as a pyramid, that widely acclaimed spiritual spot that you don't need to be Jewish to have the spiritual experience there. But if you are, I assume as a personal route, it would be very profound.
It was indeed. And, I mean, you're mentioning a place I never even heard of. So I think I even learned how to pronounce it during the show. Teotihuacan. How's that?
You got it. And by the way, that Teo is from, you know, theology. Yeah, Teotihuacan. Congratulations, bestest hostess.
I was determined to get it by the end of the show. So you came back with this personal transformation and very excited to share it with others.
Absolutely.
Spiritually, I would think that would be the most profound place before you look at emotionally and intellectually. I would think it's all of the above.
Yes. And, you know, again, the spiritual traditions and philosophies of much of the world is much deeper and more profound than Western society, us, you know, as generally realize. But there is no separation. I mean, if you go for a spiritual location, there's a quaternity, four parts. We are made from minerals. That's our body. We have water that goes through us. That's the blood. We in the air, we live in the air, we're erect, we have our respiration, vital force. Without air, we don't live. You know, we got our body, it has blood in it, we got air, and the fire that burns is the soul within. And when you walk as a human, you walk, talk, think, speak, and act as a whole. You're never separated.
Ted, what I'd like you to do is take another moment. You know, you have so many good things out there to share with people. So just, you know, take a moment and share about a couple of your favorite books that you want people to know about. I'm sure they'll find it in the website. But you do have so much to contribute to people. So just take a moment or two and let people know what they can expect on your website and what you'd like them to know about.
Oh, thanks so kindly, Joyce. And, well, you know, you mentioned, of course, my illustrious background of being involved in the Internet explosion when it became the Internet. And so, naturally, I would advise everybody who needs, as a merchant, needs an e-commerce system, things that keep your business running on the Internet so you can take money, so you can communicate to lists, simple website, autopilotriches.com. It's autopilotriches.com. But I know Joyce is talking about the kind of books we do. And her favorite, and by the way, my favorite also, is called 101 Quantum Success Secrets. As Joyce mentioned, the most notable, and of course it's most notable because it's tagged to Napoleon Hill's success classic, right? The most notable is Think and Grow Rich, and that's what most people talk about. And that, what I did is took today's, and I'm on the cutting edge of quantum science, technology, spirituality. I'm, you know, not bragging. This is where my camp is. And so I took that and said, Napoleon Hill wrote this book, if you don't know. He wrote it during the Depression, and he even in some of his other work says he was depressed writing it. And before he ever sent it to be published to the publisher, he retyped it, the entire manuscript, over and over again to cleanse out the old spirit. That's why you'd go to Teotihuacan, and to bring it in new, and now it could happen, and so it worked. And so I took that, and Napoleon Hill couldn't talk about quantum science. He couldn't say this stuff without sounding, we're talking about in the 30s, without sounding really, well, it would have ruined his career. So he adopted terms like infinite intelligence, the subconscious, He talked about vibrations. He talks in specific, exact words, the law of vibration. But he did all this in such a way and with such limited access. They had no quantum science. They had no neuroscience developed. They didn't know that there really were electrical charges popping in the brain that really did go outside the brain. Otherwise, they couldn't be measured by a skull cap, right? So I said, oh, he's got a book that a lot of business people, they all respect it, who know about it, and a lot of them have actually read it, but a very, very few see that it's a spiritual treatise like I just described, but you would expect it. It's How to Get Rich. We're talking about you're not rich, or otherwise you wouldn't be buying a book. You're in for some personal transformation and profit.
You can always
right?
get richer. But, Ted, I'm not familiar with autopilotriches.com. What does that offer? I'll have to check that out after the show.
Oh,
I haven't
cool.
heard of that one.
Yeah, that is for entrepreneurs who have or are developing a business that has sales on the Internet. Now, a lot of businesses and users, they have only Internet sales, but a lot of regular stores, restaurants, cleaners, they also would like to have ability to communicate with their email lists without getting spammed, unsubscribed. You know, it's a legitimate business to take money on the credit on the, your website that'll connect with any website, and legitimate ways to stay in contact, build an email list, and as business goes, anytime you want to have a sale, let's say it's coming up, you know, it's been winter, and you say, you know, I'd like to get more money in my business. Let's have an Equinox sale. It's spring. And you type it up, and you send out the list, or listen to my show. Boom. That's the kind of cool.
And who would know more about that than the founder of the World Internet Summit? Ted C. Uber, the founder of the World Internet Summit. So you might think he would know a thing or two about online activity.
Thank you, George.
I just want to say I want to recommend another site, and that's BeverlyNadler.com, because the people that are into vibrations, she has a book called Vibrational Harmony. That's the name of her book, and I wrote the foreword to it. It's a book I endorse, and Beverly is our guest every Thursday. Here's to your health Thursday. And I just want to take a moment.
Yeah, and yeah. I want to jump in on that one because I endorse that book too. And everything that she's talking about is what we've been talking about today.
And we always endorse you on our shows as well, Ted Siuba. So clearly, we're all very much connected. My website is JoyceBarry.com, my personal website, BARRIE.com. And speaking of endorsements, I'm a success coach, a home business coach. And in my website, you'll find out all about that and countless testimonials from all over the country. People just like you as regards to my coaching. But I'm going to share a few of them right now. So listen up for the endorsement from my friend Ted Siuba.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I Think and Grow Rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? a coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
And just do that. Send that email, CoachJoyce@AOL.com. In the subject line, put Ted Siuba, so I'll know which show you were listening to. And in the text, name, phone number, best time to reach you. And I'm happy to give you a free consultation on having a coach, a success coach, a home business coach, see what you resonate with, totally free, just by sending that email. Let me go to someone who I know for certain is a huge fan of yours. Janice, you always talk about reading Ted's books. Welcome.
Well, that's because that's just the way I think. He makes such perfect sense with the way, you know, Don't Be in the Box, for example. And yes, great book. Thank you so much. I'm enjoying it. Thank you for writing it and getting inspired to write it.
Well, thank you so much, Denise. And, you know, not everybody knows you're connected with Beverly Nadler, and we all think alike. And you know what? A lot of times I think and affirm, and that goes into knowing, that we are the leaders and the lights of the world, because all we're really saying is there's more than you have been led to believe through conventional sources. Tune in and find out for yourself.
Very good. Absolutely. And that's why every day, if you wake up in time or if you don't, you have to listen to Joyce, Barry, and Friends, because if you don't wake up sometimes, like myself, I get up sometimes after 8, I just listen to the whole show in the archives.
And that's a great opportunity for all of you folks to know you can hear it 24/7. Thanks, Janice. We love you, Janice.
Love you. Thank you, Ted.
Thank you, Denise.
Okay, I want you to talk a little bit about the facets of power, the moon, the pyramid of the sun and moon, things like that. We have a lot of followers that love astrology and understanding the sun, the moon, the stars. What would you like to share about that as facets of power?
Well, and in those respects, too, by the way, a lot of conventional society thinks it's nothing but barbarism, but it also talks about the advanced civilizations. You know, Columbus is accredited with discovering that the world was round when he sailed to the Americas in the voyage. Christopher Colon. I'm so used to Spanish world, sometimes I can't get these things connected all the way. But, of course, that was ancient knowledge. That was ancient knowledge. But in his little tribe, which we would call Europe, in his little section of the world, that was discovery. And, of course, you know, the whole, you know how things have turned out. We all know how things turned out. But those facets of power that we're talking about is really the connection between what is happening celestially and what is on Earth. Earth is not separate. Earth is not the center of the world. Cultures knew that. I mean, not the center of the universe. Cultures knew that. Europe didn't know that. You know, so aligning, here's the whole thing, aligning to your place in this cosmos, not this world, this cosmos, which cosmos means everything. It means all the galaxies. The Inca, they knew about the procession of the equinoxes. Well, that's a pretty amazing thing when it takes 26,100 years to have a single full cycle. We're in the age of Aquarius. We were in the age of Pisces with the introduction of the Christ energy. There's new energy now. We know that. The age of Aquarius. These are scientific, cosmological facts that appear curious to the Western mind, you know, and the stuff that we love to be fascinated by, and, you know, there's a lot of people, you know, but there were and have been and are people, cultures, an entire unseen population people don't dream exists that are aligned with cosmic, cosmological principles. And so, therefore, from our place on the Earth, we are clearly an electron around the orbit of the nucleus of the sun upon which we depend in every single way. And our whole best, highest purpose in life is to align with the cosmos and stay in balance and not get out of balance and not destroy ourselves, you know, things like environmental issues, you know, as we grow, population issues, and you know, all this to maintain balance. And the moon has its cycle. It's variable, but it never varies from its variableness, right? The sun has its cycle, and it's regular, and it never changes. The sun is clearly more important, but yet we need the light, and there's a different light in the night, and there's hidden knowledge. And our purpose as humans is not to be so arrogant that we think we know it all, that we think that we can destroy this planet, which we can now. We couldn't have when we were insignificant and ignorant and little, but we're humanity of the globe. And our purpose is not to be arrogant humans, not to the fall, what do they call it? You know, all legends, the fall of the human. We got away from the divinity, right? Our purpose is to get back to our divinity, to awake and align with the spiritual energies. When we do that, we'll be in balance.
Wow. Big, tall order. and people should take it on. Who would you tell to go have those kind of experience? What is there such a thing as the kind of person that would find it as fascinating as you, or it depends on whether you're spiritual? Like, what would you say would describe the kind of person that would participate in something like that?
Well, that is interesting. For instance, the day I was there, it was the equinox, right? 2015, March 20th. So it was a special day. And there were thousands and thousands of people there. Not all the people that go there are special believers in Vision Quest. It's the same thing as, you know, for some people it's not really much different than going to Disneyland. You're going to see amazing sights. For other people that go with a much more of an anthropological, cultural mind, they also understand initiatic mystery schools and religions. But the kind of person, a lot of times it is people that, this is a stereotype, but it's based in phenomenon, people that would be interested in or associated with higher consciousness could choose the same kind of experiences to visit a place like Teotihuacan. Those are the ones.
Yeah, that makes sense, what you just shared. You know, looking for that higher consciousness to talk to your spirits or the universe or your God. Where could you find a better place than to feel that connected?
That's the point. That is the point.
So let me ask you this as we're drawing to a close here. What is the message you want to leave with people? What would you say is your transformation? Of all the things there is to say about a person, about you, where did it affect you the most? Where did it hit home the most?
Well, it hit home most in raising consciousness, evolution. Once, for instance, in my personal journey, I was very concerned about getting. Now, I am much more concerned about giving, not just giving, but giving in a manner that helps raise the consciousness of humanity in permanent evolutionary manners. Pretty big change.
Yes, absolutely. It's a big change. And do you feel that there's no turning back for wherever it is that the spirit took you to? It sounds like there's no turning back.
Ah, well, thank you for that perceptive inquiry. And there isn't for me. I'm far enough down the line, which, thank God, there is no turning back.
Well, you were one heck of a person in whatever phase of your journey that you were or we met up. So you just get more and more extraordinary every day. So what is the message you want to impart to people as we wrap up?
And I'm wrapping up because I'm getting low battery signal. The thing is, when it's time, and remember I said you'll feel anomalies, take things in your own hands. You don't have to have an explosion, which will surely come. Change will come anyway. Get conscious. And that's how you accelerate personal transformation.
Very good, Ted Siuba. But thank you for giving us the privilege to be the first ones to hear about your journey and to share it with our listeners all around the world. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you. God bless.
Folks, this is my personal prayer for all of you. Make this the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May this be the first day of extraordinary wishes granted and new dreams coming true. Make it the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. And folks, miracles are all around you. They can't wait to come into your life if only you believe in them and you are open to receiving them. So go out and celebrate those miracles. Celebrate your resources, your opportunities. Celebrate your life. Here is our closing celebration song.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.